Man, I'll tell you, I'm so thankful you came out today to support our children here at Life Community Church. And they told you the Christmas story this morning. They told you the great and wonderful Christmas story. And I know at Christmas time, there are so much festivities, so much activities with dinners, with presents, gift changing, exchanging, and stuff like that. We can sometimes very easily lose the meaning of Christmas. We can lose the meaning of Christmas very, very easy. But that's why we do things just like we did today, to remind us that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came to this earth, was born as a human. He was God. He always existed. But he was born as a human 2,000 years ago. He grew up to die on the cross for our sins. And what our wonderful children did today was to help us to remember that this awesome holiday is indeed about Jesus. And you know what? I thought they did a good job singing too, you know? I thought they did a good job singing. You know, singing is part of Christmas. You got to have singing and stuff like that. I have some personal songs that I like too. And, you know, one of them is I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, one of my favorite songs ever, one of my favorite ones. And I love that one. One of my least favorite songs ever is The 12 Days of Christmas. I'm not a fan of that one. And, I don't know why I've never just liked it. Probably because I could never remember the dumb song. You know what I mean by that? I could never remember it. This Christmas, I found something kind of neat. And, you know, the premises of the 12 Days of Christmas is that my true love gave me these gifts. It's kind of neat. PNC Bank released this. This is the current exchange rate on the gifts of the 12 Days of Christmas. So if you are interested today in purchasing the 12 Days of Christmas gifts for your family, this is the going rate. Would you like to hear it today? For example, if you do want to buy a partridge in a pear tree, if that is your goal today, then you need to be able to dish out about $214. That's a 3.5% increase from last year. Two turtle doves will cost you about $290 at an 11.5% increase. Three French hens, $181, stayed the same from last year. Four calling birds, $599.96, stayed the same as last year. Five gold rings, $750, no increase. So if you're investing in gold, I'm very, very sorry about that today. Six geese a-laying will cost you about $360 for pregnant geese today. That will still stay the same. Now, this is where your pocketbook starts to hurt. If you want seven swans a-swimming, you need to be able to dish out just a simple $13,125 today. That is, by the way, no increase. Stayed the same as last year. Eight maids of milking, $58. Nine ladies dancing, about $7,552. You do need to be able to pay insurance and liability fees on that one. 10 lords a-leaping, about $5,508, increased by 3%. Piper's piping is going to cost you about $2,635. And these drummers drumming about $2,854. I don't know where Bruce is. That's what you need to get into, man, all right? So that's where you need to invest into that. But what I know today is that we talk about true love and what true loves will give you. Who's got all their Christmas shopping down? Let me ask you this. Who's got a gift for their true love today? Anybody? You already purchased a gift for your true love. That's very common. You buy a gift for those that you love. And I want to tell you something. Many of you all are going to be shelling out a lot of money this Christmas for people that you love, and that's a good thing. But really, when you start talking about how much you love somebody, how can you really put a price tag on somebody that you love? I mean, what gift is really appropriate to purchase somebody that you love? And here's what I know. I know that people need to know that they're loved. We live in a world where love is not always around. You turn on the TV and there's a lot of hate being yelled at you from both sides of the political aisle. It's always negative. You see negative things happening. And at the end of the day, some of us just want some love. We just want some encouragement and some love. And I think about the things that we deal with as human beings unmet expectations. Anybody ever had an unmet expectation? What about something that just didn't happen or materialize? You ever had that, an unmet expectation? What about a lack of purpose? Have you ever been at your job or where you work at and your family, and you often think to yourself, what's my purpose? What's the meaning of life? Why am I here? What on earth am I here for? Or when we find the pressures and stress compounding and we just don't know what to do, or when we feel that everybody is against us or families. Christmas time has a wonderful way of bringing out all the family imperfections, amen, today. Has a wonderful time of doing that. It can do that. But yet we see that in the process of all of this, what we need today is to genuinely know that we're loved. That we're loved today. And this whole series we've been doing is about how Jesus came to the earth in the cradle, but yet he went to the cross and then rose again. And the thing about Christmas, this is so wonderful, Christmas is all about love. But I want you to understand something. It's not about ooey-gooey feeling type of love like that, though that happens at Christmas time. It's more than that. See, Christmas is all about God's great rescue plan for us. The Bible's very clear that we are sinners separated from God because of our sin, Adam's fall, and we are dealing with that. But yet, if we were to die in our sins without a relationship with God, the Bible's very clear that we spend an eternity in hell outside of God's presence. And that is such a sad reality. Christmas, yes, is about love, a family, but it's more than that. Christmas is about the great love of God on humanity. It's the great love of God, that God would be willing to leave heaven, the infinites of heaven, to come to earth that is very finite, and to be born in a manger, to be laid in this feeding trough, to come into the world like that, to grow up as a carpenter and hardworking, a blue-collar type guy, who Jesus was. And he grew up, and when he began his ministry on earth, he left the little that he had, and he was homeless for 3 years. He walked and talked and preached and did miracles and performed miracles, did amazing things. And this Jesus came because he was sent by God. See, the love of God is what propels Christmas. The love of God is the reason for Christmas. It's that God loved you. If you do have your program, the bulletin is kind of, the program notes today are a little bare because I didn't know how long the kids would take, you know, so I came prepared, right? But look at your little blank. This is what I want you to know. Write this down. I experience God's love when I receive Christ as my Savior. Everybody's deepest need in this room today is love in their hearts. The deep-seated need that you need is the love of God in your life. And I believe with all my heart in that little statement right there, that when you come to experience God's love, you will experience fulfillment in your life. You will experience true, real-life fulfillment when you have the love of God. The Eversoles read this beautiful passage today, and you know this passage, and you may think, why in the world are you reading this at Christmas? But I'm telling you why I'm reading it at Christmas. It's because this verse is what Christmas is about. This verse is what Christmas is all about. John 3:16. Do you know this one? You know this one? We often say, for God so loved the world, but I like this translation. For God loved the world in this way. He proved it. He showed his love. That what? He gave his one and only Son. That everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world that he might condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Anyone who believes in him, that is Jesus, is not condemned. But anyone who does not believe is already condemned because he's not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Father, bless the word today. Christmas is about God sending Jesus to prove his love for you. How can I say today that the love of God will bring complete fulfillment in your life? How can I get up and say something so bold as that, that if you experience God's love in your life, that you can be fulfilled? It's simply because for God so loved the world that He gave Jesus. He gave Christ to us. I want you to see three things really quick. First, Christ was given for all people today. The Bible is clear. Jesus says, the Word of God says, for God so loved the world that He gave what? His one and only Son for everyone or whosoever believes. This great gift of God's love is not for some, it's for all that would take it. It's for anybody that would come to experience the love of God in their life through Jesus Christ. You know, at Christmas time, you often have presents. And you identify those presents because what's on the present? A tag. And that tag says that only one person is supposed to open that gift. But at Christmas, the great gift of God's love and His salvation, that tag does not just say one name or two names or three names. You ready? It says for the whole world. For whosoever would open that gift can have it. Someone today would say, "Well, think, well, Kenny, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know where I've, what I've done, who, what I've touched, where I've been, what I've been around, what I've experienced. There's no way God could love me." My friend, the Bible would disagree with you. The Bible would say that you are loved. In the book of Romans, it would say that there is nothing you can even do that could separate you from God's love. Not a thing that can make God stop loving you. And when we think about Christmas, we need to think that God so loved the world that He gave this one and only Son because He loves us. But second, I want you to see this, that not only does God's gift, is it for everybody, but God's gift does something. God's gift brings life to us. He says that He gave His one and only Son, that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have what? Say it with me. Eternal life. Those that believe in Jesus and those that accept Christ and knows the great gift of God's love, which is Jesus, the Bible makes a great promise that you will not perish, but you'll have everlasting, eternal life. Now you just stop right there for a second. John, when he recorded Jesus' words, he made sure that he said that they may not perish. What does that mean? That means that because we are sinners, we disobey God, we have broken the Ten Commandments, we have fallen short of God's glory, we have done that. Because of that, we deserve death and hell. Somebody said, well, Ken, this is a Christmas service. I mean, how can you bring the subject of hell into Christmas? And this is what I say. You don't appreciate how much the gift of heaven is until you understand the pain of hell. And Christmas is so important that God sent Jesus to this earth to die. And his life was traded for ours. Yes, He was born in the manger. And I know the movie. I know the movie where they prefer the baby Jesus, right? Yeah, you want to laugh. You've seen it too, right? But here's the deal. He didn't stay the baby Jesus. He grew up from the cradle to the cross. And when He suffered and bled and died on the cross, the Bible teaches us that all of our sins was laid onto Jesus. Everything. Every rotten, lousy thing we've ever done was laid on Jesus. You don't have to go to hell today because Jesus went through hell for you on the cross. And the Bible teaches us that because He was our substitute in our place, that if we believe in Him, we don't have to experience death and hell. The reason we name this church Life Community is because I believe with all my heart that when you give your heart to Jesus, you trade your broken down life for God's life, you get life today. You start to live. And here's the deal. It ain't just about heaven. Heaven's part of it, but it ain't all of it. When you give your life to Jesus, you start to live immediately. I've heard people testify over and over, and they say, man, if I knew it was this much fun to be a Christian, I would have became a Christian years ago. And you know what I tell them? Good for you. Good for you, because all you see in church is a bunch of people just like they're depressed and down and out, and like somebody hit them with Robert's Rules of Order and they've been sucking on lemons every day, you know? And what I'm telling you is, that's not my Jesus. And when I gave my life to Christ, He came into my life. He's given me joy. He's given me love. He's given me hope. He's given me peace. And buddy, that makes me happy today. It makes me happy. I don't regret following Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Him with all my heart. And the reason we're telling you about Jesus today, because buddy, He's real. And that's what Christmas is about. The love of God. And you think about this spotless man that never sinned, dying and suffering on the cross. That's the love of God. Third, Christ will bring you salvation. I might have just got way too excited and he's already jumped into that, but that's okay. That's okay. See, we're under grace, not law around here. We're going to be all right. But you read, and I love it. He says that for God did not send Jesus into the world so that he could condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. For everybody that believes God's up in heaven and he wants to just flick you into hell, he doesn't love you, he hates you, he's here to strike you with lightning, he's here to make your life miserable, you've not read John 3:16 and 17. Your sins make you miserable. Your sins send you to hell. How are you? Who sends a person to hell? It's not God, it's ourselves. Our own sin and our own consequences send us to hell. But it is by God's grace and His love that we could be saved. But with any gift, there is always a decision to be made. Now, I've never met a little one that opened up a present or had a present given to them and they refused to open it. I've never seen that happen. I've always, now listen, it could be a lousy present. I mean, open up, get socks. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I mean? We talking Christmas. We talking Christmas. We don't need socks. We don't need socks. Let me throw this in there. We don't need lifesavers either, okay? Ain't nobody got time for that. It's Christmas. But here's what I'm saying is this. They open it regardless. Here is God's awesome gift of salvation, and it's completely hinged upon whether or not you accept it. See, John would also tell us, he says, anyone who believes in him is not condemned. They're not going to go to hell. They're not going to die and perish. But anyone who does not believe is already condemned. Well, that's a harsh word. Because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son. Somebody would say, well, Kenny, I believe Jesus to be a fairy tale, a myth, whatever. But I think he was a good teacher. C.S. Lewis said this about Jesus. He said, you only have one of three options with Christ. He was either a liar, because he said he was the way, the truth, and the life. He declared himself as God when he said the Father and I are one. Or he's a lunatic. He's absolutely crazy. He's insane. Who goes around doing this? So he's either a liar, a lunatic, or he's the Lord. See, with Jesus, you only have one of three options. And everyone always wants to argue creation versus evolution. And they always want to argue this or that. And this is what I say. Guys, we can get to that when you give your life to Jesus. We can cross those bridges when we get there. But here's what I want to talk about now. What are you going to do with Jesus? Because when you decide what you're going to do with Jesus Christ, everything else falls into place. Some of you today will make the decision to open up Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because that's what Christmas is about. Some of you today may make the decision not to open up your heart to Christ. I would implore you to change your mind about that. None of us are guaranteed a tomorrow. Last night, I was called into a hospice room. I had prayer with a lady from our church that was dying. I read scripture to her about 10 o'clock at night last night, reading passages of heaven to her. I knew that lady knew the Lord. I knew she was saved. And I knew that when she took her last breath at 2:20 this morning, that she entered into glory. She entered into glory because of the great gift at Christmas. I've received that gift. And I'm going to tell you, it's not because of anything righteous or holy roller that I've done. I'm the exact opposite, man. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner that needed Jesus. Many of you all have opened that gift and accepted Christ. Not because you're something. It's because he's something. It's because he's something. But there are some today that have not opened up that gift. And I just want to read you. I want to quote it the old school way because that's how I learned it. For God so loved the world. Stop there. Why don't you put your name in that blank today? For God so loved Kenny, Rick, Karen, Leroy, Carl, Shelley, Michael, Bruce, Abby, Jill, Taryn, Sam, Heather. For God so loved Rob and Sam and Mark and Amy and Matt. Charlie, Josh, for God so loved Courtney and Aaron, for God so loved Tiffany, Heath and Beth, Tina, Jeff, Brian. Christmas is all about God loving you so, so much that he left heaven, went to a cradle, grew up, went to a cross, went to a grave, and 3 days later rose again. That, my friend, is what Christmas is all about. I want you to have an opportunity to receive that great gift today. Here I am talking about having a gift and not giving you a chance to unwrap it. It's a simple way. Opening a present's not hard. Somebody's done all the wrapping. Somebody's already bought it. It's just simply believing. But it's not an intellectual belief. It's more than that. It's a putting your faith in and trusting in Jesus. It's so simple, though. It's the ABCs. Admit to God you're a sinner. You can't be saved unless you're willing to confess your sin. Believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. For a man believes with his mouth and confesses, or believes in his heart and confesses with his mouth that Jesus is Lord and will be saved. And they choose to follow Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Today, have you done that? If you were to die today, if you were that person I was with last night that was on their deathbed, would you be confident you were in heaven? Have you received the ultimate gift, but you've not opened it? Today I challenge you to open up your heart to receive Christ. This is how we'll do it. We're going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to ask just Taryn to come on the piano. With heads bowed and eyes closed, maybe today you don't know if heaven is home, but you've heard the awesome story from our children. You've heard the gospel presented through John 3:16 and 17. And today you know that it's simply believing and trusting in Christ. If you're ready today to make that decision, to place your faith in Jesus, to experience God's love, I want you to pray a very simple prayer. You don't have to do it out loud. You don't have to stand up or anything like that. But just in your heart for the very first time. And you know, we pray a lot. And I would never want to confuse somebody to think just because you pray, you're going to heaven. This is different. This is the invitation of God into your life. This is receiving of Jesus into your heart. A one-time prayer that we make and a commitment to follow Christ. Basically saying that I can't do this. I don't deserve this gift. But you bought it for me. You paid for it for me. I'm trading my sins for Jesus today. Maybe you're ready to pray that prayer today for the very first time. Pray something like this in your heart. Dear Father, I know I'm a sinner, but I believe in Jesus. Lord, forgive me of my sin. create a new life in me. I believe Jesus died and rose again. Come into my life and save me. With head still bowed and eyes still closed, maybe you prayed to receive Christ today for the very first time. If you did that today, I want to encourage you to make that public today, to let somebody know that you accepted Jesus. Maybe that's taking out your connection card and writing that on the back of it, that you accepted Jesus. Here in a moment, we have a prayer time where we sing, and maybe you'd like to just come tell me this morning and say, Kenny, I prayed that prayer. I asked Christ into my heart for the very first time. I'm going to become a Christ follower today, a Christ follower. So, Father, we love you, and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Christmas, and it's all about you loving the world so much you sent Jesus. And God, may you, Lord, do a great work, God, in this church. And if someone's here today that doesn't know Christ, I pray, Father, that they would unwrap the greatest gift. And God, they would realize that the love of God, when received, brings them fulfillment. So, Jesus, we thank you. And we pray this in your mighty name, in the mighty name of Christ. Amen. Why don't we stand? We're going to sing this praise chorus. Maybe you need today to come and make that public as we sing.